Walking across North Peter Street and entering into market territory, I was expecting to run into a lot of folks visiting New Orleans and looking for souvenirs to take back home. And trust me, they were there. But they weren't alone. It's easy to look past the vendors themselves, the people who set up shop and break down again day after day. Getting to know some of these merchants opened up a whole new world of what this attraction is all about. From newbies to veterans, craft artisans to pure salesmen, the French Market vendors are a group of unique characters who can tell stories for days. Listen to this.
My name is Darlene Hargreaves, and I'm from Cut Off, Louisiana. I sell nutria fur items, bracelets, bustiers, hats, shorts, jackets, and shirts. I get the nutria in Galliano, Louisiana from Petrie's Farming. I think it's third generation that's sold nutria and alligator. I just put Darlene's designs. It's easy, you know. And Darlene's doing it, so. I do okay. I could not support myself.
What else do you do to support yourself?
I have a husband. Plain and simple. Sorry, ladies. But you know, that's what it's all about.
You need more?
Thank you so much.
My name is Marilyn, and I work at the flea market, and I'm selling masks. What else? These are from China. It's out of paper mache, but it's inspired by Venice, you know. And we're selling most of the Mardi Gras colors, because this is the traditional New Orleans colors. Normally, in regular days, we sell like $400. But if it is busy, like we sell like 1,000 some above, yeah.
So who buys these?
All the tourists, all the people here. I mean, they're crazy. They just buy everything.
There's $10 even for you, huh?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You have a lovely evening.
You too.
Appreciate y'all.
My name is Kelly, and I make and sell jewelry. I started out with crosses, and I still try to sell a lot of crosses, but of course, fleur-de-lis, between fleur-de-lis and crosses. We sell, that's our most popular item, but we incorporate other things also. You know, we get a lot of people from the outlying parishes that come in and, you know, Lafayette, and, you know, they just come down for the day, for 2 hours away, Biloxi, Gulfport, just for a day trip, and that's about a third of our crowd. Another third is maybe the locals, and another third is the tourists. And that's my aunt over there. She's like been out here since the beginning. She sells dolls. They all come to her when they won't ask something. What's going on? She's been out here. They're like, don't mess with her. You may really want to interview her. She's spicy now. Don't just ignore her.
My name is Mabel Howard, and I've been here 37 years. Change. Lord have mercy. I couldn't even know where to start at. Used to be, they come with your table full, you leave with your empty tables. But now you come with your table full, sometimes you leave with all that same stuff going back. Everybody don't come in here when you first come. I started outside, and then you move in. Because when I first started working, I was not making handmade things. I was getting antiques off the streets and making more money than I'm making now.
Way more money.
These are the mammy dolls, which are the dolls that people used to have, the people keeping their children. And they used to call them the maid or the mammy. So I started making this doll, and then I started doing my own patterns. I used to, on my regular job, did all kind of work. You name it, I've done it. And I come out here on a Saturday and Sunday. But after I retired, I still don't come out every day, because it's not worth it. I've been working all these years, so I don't need to do all that working no more. I can't do nothing but live. And I'm 85.
I know, New Orleans does not need a lesson in friendliness. But ask yourself, when's the last time you got to know a street vendor? Or when you thought about who's really behind the scenes of what you love so much about this city? So next time you're at the French Market, buy something, sure. But don't forget to look up from the merchandise you're sorting through on the table. You'll feel more at home. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.